Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does the Lord God take a veteran of working with students and people of all generations for 20 years in the public school system, church, and academia to become a pastor in Hawaii, in one of the island's most prominent churches? This is the story of Pastor Brian Sands. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know that God loves you and He knows you. He loves you so much, He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has transformed the heart and life of Pastor Brian Sands, is here reaching out to you. In fact, we might just say, Jesus is calling you, dear one. Wherever you are, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, there is always hope in Jesus. Will you turn to Him just as you are, just as you are? Open your heart. Receive Him as your Savior and Lord, and follow Him with your life. Put all your cares, cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. Pastor Brian Sands was ordained into the Christian ministry at the age of 21. Before coming to Hawaii, he served as lead pastor. Before serving as lead pastor at Kamaki Christian Church, he was the campus pastor at Hope International University. He's the author of the book, Everyone Loves Sex, So Why Wait? A Discussion in Sexual Faithfulness. Pastor Brian, welcome to our show.
Aloha. Thank you for having me.
So, Brian, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Southern California. It's called the Inland Empire. And during my high school days, there's a lot of gangs. A lot of people from L.A. were moving to L.A. in the late 80s, early 90s. And so you have these two-story homes, 1,500-square-foot homes that you could buy for $100,000. And so everyone was moving there, multi-families living in one home. And the police started actually calling it Little L.A. And so got into some trouble early on. And by the grace of God, having people connect with me and not judge me, but be with me during those difficult times, and realizing that there's more to my life, and that there's more to my life than I need to reevaluate what I was doing.
Mm. Who influenced you most in those growing up years?
In those growing up years, it's interesting. I would say my youth pastor, Randy, because no matter what I did, and I was one of those kids in youth group that was always causing trouble. The leaders would just dread whenever I came, and it was me and two of my friends would come to youth group, and they wouldn't look forward to seeing us. But there were really two people. One's a youth pastor, and then there's another leader who never gave up on me. Her name was Lenny. All these years later, I still remember their names. But what's funny is that my youth pastor, years later, when I started working for him as an intern, he said, you know, Brian, out of the three of you, I thought you'd be the least likely to succeed. Now, he never told me that until after I got my life on track and connected with him. But there came a point my senior year of high school, and I had to figure out what I was going to do. What was I going to do with my life? And by that time, I started getting my life on track, and I was talking to him about it. I didn't know what he was at the time. He was my youth pastor, but really, he was more than that. He was a mentor, you know, looking back on it. And he said this one sentence as a question mark, as a question, is all it was. And he says, why don't you do what I do? And that sparked something in me. And from that question, that made me start thinking about, why not go into the ministry? And then I started praying. And I vividly remember this one night, I was praying like I've never prayed before. I was on my knees saying, Lord, my life is in your hands. Do with me what you will. It's the scariest prayer I've ever prayed. It was me surrendering everything to God. And the next morning, I can't explain it. I just felt this peace, this sense of, you know, because I had other options, this sense of God wanting me to go in the ministry. And that's when I applied for Hope International University, which was Pacific Christian College back mm-hmm. then.
Mm-hmm. So you're married to Kaz.
Yeah.
And you have three daughters, Abby, Lily Rose, and Hananiah.
Yep.
How did you meet your wife?
So my wife's from down under. Yeah. And when she listens to this, she's going to roll her eyes. But she's Australian. So she says, yeah, Brian, yeah, how are you, mate? Just kidding. Sorry, Kaz. But she was working at a church in Orange County, and we were introduced with through a mutual friend. And I wanted our first...
I think it sounds pretty good, so...
You know, I love you, Danny. See, because you're a man of God. That's why.
I don't know. I'm kind of siding with Kaz. So,
look at that. The ladies stick together.
You know.
We stick together, brother.
That's right. I got your back. You got my back. Come on, pound it. So I wanted to take her out on a date. And I didn't want this just to be your average, you know, movie and a dinner date. I wanted this date to be memorable. Whether there's going to be a second date or not, I wanted her to remember this. So she's from Australia. I figured she should know how to surf. And, of course, you know, wrestle crocodiles and all that stuff. And so I asked her, I said, hey, do you want to go surfing? I was surfing at the time. And like any guy, we pretend we know more than we do. But I had surfboards ready for her, ready for me, a wetsuit for her, and had everything. I even had a little picnic together. I wanted, you know, to go all out. And so we went surfing, had a little picnic on the beach, and we went surfing. And everything was going good for, I don't know, 10 minutes. Great for 10 minutes. And then something happened, like the heavens opened up or something, and a gust of wind came down, and it flew under my 6'3 short board. It flew up in the air, and it was almost as if time stopped because my board started drifting over toward her, like in slow motion. And this is a true story. And then the board just lands on her head, poof, and she starts bleeding.
Oh.
And then there's a golf ball bump on the side of her head, and she starts bleeding in the ocean, and I always joke that, you know, because there's blood, sharks started coming. Oh. But because she's Australian, she had a knife and jumped on the shark. I love telling that story. I just embellish it. Everything was true up into the shark part. But I hit her on the head, and before she kind of gained consciousness back, I asked her on a second date, and she said yes.
Yeah,
he's an opportunist.
Yes. I don't recommend that method. It just worked for me. So that's kind of how our first day happened. And then our second day, I think I took her paintballing, and she was like, yeah, I love paintballing. I'd love to go paintballing. I said, okay. And then later on, I find out she never liked paintballing at all, but she just wanted to go out on a date. So we went paintballing, and then we just started hitting it off. And then I was like, wow, I think I kind of like her. No, I think I kind of like her a lot. I like her a lot. Wait, do I love her? I don't know. And then... through, I don't know, 6 months, 9 months of dating, then I'm like, baby, I love you. And then we ended up getting married in Fullerton at the Muckenthaler Mansion. And it was beautiful. And actually, at that time, I had a bracelet on my wrist because in high school, I made this commitment to sexual faithfulness. And I cut it off and I gave it to her. And I said, you know, ever since I had this bracelet on, I was, you know, wanting it for you. And I was able to give it to her at the altar. Wow. The wedding day was a very special, wow, meaningful moment.
Wow, that's awesome. Mm.
I think, Lonnie, that qualifies him to write a book about sex.
Heck yeah.
So we have to talk about this book. Yep. I mean, he's giving me a piece of paper.
I am waiting to hear about this book.
And just three letters, man, and it's in red, and it's just so striking. You're listening to Pastor Brian Sands. Pastor Brian is the lead pastor at Kaimuki Christian Church. at the helm of Kamaki Christian Church, of course, the Lord in charge, leading through him, he follows a man of God that is of, well, you can say, you speak with terms of magnanimity and terms of deep and profound depth.
Yes.
Depth of love, a respect, a deep regard. I'm speaking of none other than Pastor Ron Arnold, Pastor Ron and D. Arnold. When we come back from our break, we'll hear from Pastor Brian Sands and how the Lord led him to Kamaki Christian Church. How does God lead someone from a dynamic campus ministry like that of Hope International Ministry in Fullerton, California, to Kamaki Christian Church, a dynamic church with a history and a future? What a pivotal and, well, shall I say, catalytic moment this is with Pastor Brian Sands. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Pastor Brian Sands, well, he has a passion for missions. You know, under his leadership, nearly half of the university students that he worked with were involved in some form of missions, even last year. I mean, because of his leadership, Hope International University, get this now, received the honor of being recognized by the President of the United States Higher Education Community Service Honor Roll Program for 4 years. Now, this award is the highest federal recognition for the commitment of higher education institutions to serve learning and civic engagement. Pastor Brian Sands is with us today. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Lonnie Ka'a'a, my co-host, and we're grateful that you're with us. You can find out more about Kamaki Christian Church, Pastor Brian Sands, kamakichristian.org. www.thegoodlife.org. And if you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, download the free podcast, and as we typically say, share it with a family member or friend. Brian, how did the Lord lead you and Kaz to Kaimuki Christian Church?
If you would have asked me a year, year and a half ago, we would end up in Hawaii, the answer would be no. We were at a point when my wife was really loving the church that she was at, and I was loving what I was doing at the university. But about a year prior to us coming here, my wife was feeling it's time for her to step down from her position as one of the pastors there at the church, and she just needed to spend a year with the Lord. She says, Brian, I really feel like the Lord is telling me to take a year off. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. You bring in money. You bring in income. You know, she's hearing from the Lord, and I'm hearing from, you know, the dollar bills. And so I wanted to honor the Lord through her, and I said, okay. And so she took a year off of just praying and seeking God, and so she really is a prayer warrior, a spiritual giant, and during that time as she's doing that, I don't know if the Lord's answering her prayers and softening my heart or what's going on, but what happened was my heart starts shifting and changing, like, huh, what's next? What's next? And so I start looking. You know, we look in two different states, and there's some, you know, interesting possibilities there. But the interim pastor was the former president of the university, Hope International University, Roy Lawson. He was the interim preacher there while Ron Arnold, Pastor Ron Arnold, was still there, and he was battling pancreatic cancer. And he called one of the deans at Hope International University, Dr. Joe Grana, who's a friend and mentor of mine, and he's known my whole story, my whole journey, and we got the conversation started that way. And so Roy calls me, and we set up an interview, and it was with Roy and Pastor Ron and the staff and elders, and then long story short, Roy says, hey, why don't you fly over to Hawaii? And the moment that sealed the deal for Kaz and I, because for this moment to happen, you gotta remember, Kaz was always like, no, I love my job, I love what I do, I'm not going anywhere. For this to happen, God definitely intervened for this to happen. And we met on the lanai at our church, and it was Pastor Ron, Dee, and Norman Hong, chairman of our elders, myself, Kaz, and our two kids at the time. Kaz was pregnant with Hananiah, our third at the time. And the kids are, you know, crazy, running around. Pastor Ron didn't care. Yep. And, you know, then a high schooler was walking by, and Pastor Ron said, oh, come on over here. This is Pastor Brian and Pastor Kaz. They might be taking over. He was so just relaxed and laid back. And he cast a vision, and then Norman cast a vision, and then having just the presence of Dee there, his wife, like, it, we left that meeting, and I'm thinking, Kaz and I look at each other afterwards, like, literally, like, we're in the hotel afterwards saying, this is the place, we don't need to do any more meetings. I had, like, 10 more meetings after that, but it was that moment where Ron and Norman cast the vision, and with Dee there, and it was one of those, you know, I get chicken skin thinking about it, you know.
Speaking of vision, take us further, Brian. Take us further. What vision? What vision has the Lord given you as you serve where Pastor Ron Arnold has for so many years?
Yeah, coming and taking over for a legend, and that's really who he is, and he is a legend, and his family is legendary, and I have so much love and respect for him, and so much love and respect for his wife Dee. And so kind of taking over in his shoes, like that's massive. And but the beauty is that Ron's leadership style was so encouraging in the sense that he was like my biggest fan. I got to meet him in July of last year, and then I came in October. And from October to, you know, when he passed away, he was my biggest fan, and he was cheering me on, and he was saying, you could do this. And I'm like, this man is amazing. And so as I look to the future, I look at, you know, I've come and I'm on, you know, the shoulders of giants, and Ron Arnold is a giant, and he God has spoke to him in so many different ways, and to the church in so many different ways, and what the church has accomplished through the power of the Holy Spirit in all these years, and now I get to continue that vision of continuing to reach people for the Lord, continuing to be a church that connects with all generations, Generation Z to baby boomers and everyone in between. I get to carry that on. That is a responsibility that is so honoring and pressure bearing at the same time.
Sure.
But it is a privilege to really think about the future. And in next month, we're having a Vision Sunday where I get to cast our 2030 vision, because Pastor Ron cast our 2020 vision, and pretty much about 90% of that has come to fruition. The 2030 vision is going to be a continuation of that and a little bit more, and we're so excited to see what's going to happen in the future.
Good stuff. You know, I was a good friend of Pastor Ron, and such a wonderful church family, but also a real service to the community that you're in. Can you talk a little bit more about some of the more outreach programs that you're seeing in the future for the church?
Yeah, well, when I came, I mean, our church is one of the most generous churches I've been a part of. When I was a campus pastor, I'd go and speak at all these different churches. I would consult with some churches. And so when I say that, like, Kaimuki Christian Church is the most generous church, I truly mean that. Generous not in just terms of giving funds, but generous in terms of love and generous in terms of grace. And so that's amazing. I come into a situation where, you know, at the time we're giving 20% out to other people of our income. You know, we're just giving 20% out. We do special offerings. We still do, you know, to give to people in other places. So we're continuing to do that. We have a group of people regularly go out on the weekends and just go and serve homes. You know, if elderly can't cut their grass, they'll go and cut their grass. And we partner closely with Common Grace. And we just had Jay Jarman and Aries Jackson speak this past weekend about Common Grace, because after the combine happened, right. Pastor Jay and Pastor Ron said, what can we do? Mm-hmm. And so Common Grace and now Malama Mentors together started from that moment with Ron and Jay saying, what do we need to do? Mm-hmm. And that's when they started this idea of, we need to mentor these kids. We need to let them know there's caring adults who love them and are there for them. And so as we look to the future, we're going to continue to do more and more of that. Like this past weekend, I think there's roughly 30 people who came afterwards and said, I'm interested in connecting with a kid and mentoring a kid. How do I do that? And Jay and Aries and Micah from Common Grace were there to able to speak into that and say, here's the next steps.
You speak with such clarity, fluidity. There's passion. I mean, it just emanates from you, Pastor Brian. What values have you held fast to through the years when it's come to campus pastor and pastoral ministry?
I think the biggest one, values that I am so big on, is integrity. I want my life to be the same whether I'm on the pulpit or at home or wherever. And if I'm going to say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Now, I'm not perfect at that, but integrity is huge, because there's been so many stories of, you know, people, what happens when they lose their integrity. And I want my word to be my yes be yes, my no know. And because at the end of the day, that's all we have. Mm-hmm. We don't really have anything else, do we? And so I want my integrity to be the utmost. I want my word to be solid. And so when I tell my wife something or tell my kids something, they don't have to second guess. Does he really mean that? Or they know, no, daddy means that, or my husband means that.
KamakiChristian.org. You've heard a little bit, got a little taste of the broad outreach that they have that's existed for many, many years and continues to grow. You'll find out more about Pastor Brian Sands and the ministry of Kamaki Christian Church at KamakiChristian.org. When we come back, you know, Pastor Brian, well, I should take a few steps back. Pastor Ron Arnold and the leaders there at Kamaki Christian, of course, they're praying. They are seeking God and their wisdom and God's wisdom and guidance and foresight. And so when they choose a man by the call of God in Pastor Brian and Kaz Sands, you know, there are certain qualities, certain integrity, a foundational value. When we come back from our break, we'll talk about an extension of the gifts that God has given him. The gift of communicating. You can hear him in his, as he speaks, but writing. The book is Everyone Loves Sex, So Why Wait? What does that do to you when you hear that title? Or just those three letters? Compelling, isn't it? Well, Pastor Brian Sands has written that book, and we'll talk more about that in detail when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
The book is entitled Everyone Loves Sex, So Why Wait? There's a tagline. A discussion in sexual faithfulness sort of rounds out a little bit. The book is written by Pastor Brian Sands. Mm-hmm. Brian Sands, he takes a different approach to waiting for sex, for marriage. So what qualifies him, you ask? Well, he worked with millennials for many years. He discovered what works and what does not work in talking about sex. The first section of the book looks at the academic peer-reviewed psychological social world research. And what they are communicating about waiting for marriage, the book says, just might surprise you. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show here. Danny Yamashiro, Lani Ka'a'a with me, and Brian Sands, the author. You can find out more about Pastor Brian Sands at KamakiChristian.org. Pastor Brian, you're an author. Compelling title. What inspired you to write the book?
The book really goes back to my story and the story of my wife Kaz and I, and one that I believe in what we hear and read in God's Word, that God's best for us is this gift of marriage. And and so Kaz and I were able to, you know, to fulfill that and celebrate that out on our wedding day, and it was a beautiful experience. And I had a friend at the time encourage me, hey, you should write a book about this. I'm like, And then slowly but surely it started, you know, kind of just sifting in my mind. And I said, I'm going to do it. And so Kaz was my biggest supporter. And she's like, yeah, you should write the book. And it actually took me 5 years to write, because halfway in the process, 2.5 years in the process, I didn't think it was good enough. So I scrapped it and started from scratch. And I'm glad I did in the long run, but it was a tough decision to make. And so living out that, I realized, one, it is possible, but two, as I was working with students, I realized there's a better way to talk to students about sex. Like, I believe the Bible communicates, hey, wait for marriage because it makes sense. It's a gift. It's wonderful and all that. I believe that. But I think the message that a lot of our students were getting was maybe not the most fruitful. And so this book is really the results of what is the best way. So it talks about the psychological world and the spiritual world. And so, you know, for example, you know, you look at the in Genesis, it says the husband and wife will leave their parents and they'll become one flesh. In the Hebrew, the one word one is akad basar. Basar is flesh, akad is one. And what the word one is one in the midst of unity. So, for example, like in the Old Testament, when akkad was used, something like, and all of Israel cried out in one voice. Did all of Israel like literally line up in one line and say, hey, don't do that? No, the idea was that there was unity within that declaration. And so I was meeting with this Old Testament scholar named Trimper Longman. And I was fortunate, he wrote a book called God Loves Sex, which I read and got my attention, and he was gracious enough to meet with me. And he says, what this phrase is, this is the only time this phrase is used in the Hebrew scriptures, and that's significant. And he's saying what's happening here is that one flesh means that there's a bonding, a uniting. Because one in the midst of unity unites on a physical level, a sexual level, and a spiritual level. And he says there's a uniting during this that happens unlike any other act we possibly could do. And what's interesting is the context of that is like a wedding ceremony. It's almost as if to say that sex is the only force, or marriage is the only force that can contain sex. That's how powerful it is, because it's bonding on this deep emotional, spiritual level. And that's like that's what we get in foundation of scripture from the early chapters of Genesis. Then we come to the psychological world. We learn psychology. It's a scientific study of behavior and mental processes. You know, I learned that in psychology 101, but psychology studies the brain and how our brain affects how we think, how we act, why we do what we do. And it talks about all the different chemicals and processes that are released. And during sex, our brain releases all sorts of chemicals, dopamine, norepinephrine, estrogen. And the big one is oxytocin, and oxytocin's the love hormone. It's the famous hormone. It's the hormone that creates bonding and trust, and it's actually released during breastfeeding when a mom's breastfeeding a baby. It's releasing that. What's it doing? It's creating a bond between the baby and the mother. But it's released during sex. And what's interesting, the part of the brain where this is released is called the deep limbic system, and that part in a woman is larger. That part of the brain in a woman is larger than isn't a man. So a woman produces more oxytocin than a man during sexual activity, creating even more of a bond, and there's implications for that. And so you have this spiritual world, the Hebrew world, the from the beginning of Scripture saying one flesh. There's a uniting on a physical, on a spiritual, on an emotional level going on during sex. Akkad, basar. Then psychologists say that there's a bonding of sex called oxytocin. And here's how I see it. And here's kind of the premise of the book is that what we see is God's fingerprint throughout history and throughout all the different sciences. And I always jokingly say, it's almost as if God created everything. But what I see is that psychologists call this Akkad Basar, this one flesh, they call it oxytocin, but God created it in us from the very beginning. And so what I try to do is bring a holistic approach to sex and the power of sex, and also paint a picture of those who have maybe misused it or been abused by it or been hurt by it, that there is redemption, there is healing. And in the book is filled with stories of students that I would meet with year after year after year about their different stories of their sexual exploits or their sexual, or they've been hurt or whatever it is. And so it's a book that paints, here's why it makes sense to wait, but from a holistic approach, but it's a book also that says, here's what your life could be, here's how you could be healed, and it provides so much hope and love and redemption for those who read it.
Yeah. So good. It's I have teens. Mm. I have a young adult son. It's a conversation we regularly have. But I'm so interested to find out, when you're meeting with these young adults and these teens, what is maybe one of the top two things that they struggle with in keeping integrity when it comes to waiting? What are those things?
I would say number one is accountability, and the second one is caring adults around them. Mentoring is so important. I look back on my life and I realize the most trouble I got into was when I didn't have caring adults around me. And so I think the more we as adults step up and look at students, I don't call them kids because they're not kids, they're students. Unless they're our kids, and they're our kids forever. But then they're students. And does that student who has a bad attitude, who always talks back to you, there's a reason for it. So are we going to take the time to get to know that student and get to know what's underneath the surface? And then is there going to be accountability for them? We always talk about accountability in the church, but what about those students who are right there on the fringe? Let's start by building a relationship with them. And I think when those two things are present, you're going to see a lot more success and students succeeding in life.
Good information.
The second part of the book looks at vision. Vision of what the reader's life can be. It's a book that reframes how we as Christians talk about sex. Tell us more.
Yeah, in the second part of the book, I talk about how sex is a good thing. And I go into a little bit about in the Hebrew world, how sex was celebrated. Now it's kind of like in church or in wherever. It's like, oh, I can't say that word. It's a bad word. But sex is a gift from the Lord. What has happened is it's been misused and it has been abused. And in many people, it's an ugly word. And it's a destructive word for many. And so the second part of the book says it empathizes with those who have been through some difficult and horrific situations, and it shares stories. And lots of students who read it can identify with those people in the stories. They're real life people that I've encountered over the years, and they can identify with them. But also it says your life doesn't always have to be like this. And here's an example of someone who went through it. And I think when someone realizes, oh, I'm not the only one, and oh, there's hope, and this person did it, and that there's resources, I think that gives them hope and vision for their life, that it doesn't always have to be what it is right now.
Mm-hmm. He's got his finger on the pulse. Well, I could even say more boldly, in one strong sense, and people may concur, that when it comes to this subject, Pastor Brian Sands has his fingers on the pulse of humanity. But he doesn't only feel it. He's processed it, lived through it, processed it through the lives of others, and has studied, explored, gone deep into the scriptures and the meaning, really soaked in it for a period of 5 years and probably more than that. And you know, that could just be a starting and stopping point. But you know, life blends, and there are lessons that God gives to us that blend in and out, and process is always taking place. But to take that and put it in a book form where people can get their hands on it, look at it, read it, write in it, or, you know, do it as an electronic book. Tim's story, pastor, celebrity life coach, and author of Come Back and Beyond, writes, Brian Sands has written a much-needed book that boldly and bravely addresses a topic on most people's minds, sex. This is a must-read book for those who desire God's blessings and fulfillment in every area of their lives. As we go to break, I think undergirding all of this is a pastor's heart, a heart for Christ, a heart for people. If you have a heart for Christ, how can you not have a heart for people? But in that, in this heart for people, there must be, because it goes hand in hand with the person of Christ, and therefore his commission of us, all of us, believers, and those to whom he sends us to reach, and by his Spirit reaches through us, spiritual development. That's another passion. Pastor Brian Sands, we'll talk when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, his heart is for spiritual development. It's one of his passions. People may talk about things but may not produce things. He is a writer. He's not only written the book, published in 2017, Everyone Loves Sex, So Why Wait? The tagline, A Discussion in Sexual Faithfulness. But he's also written an article in Relevant magazine, How Driving for Uber Strengthened My Faith. Another article, There's Nothing Wrong with Being Single. He's written more articles at Relevant and Outreach magazine. Well, Kamaki Christian Church has a real gem in Pastor Brian Sands. And I can hear the echo of Pastor Ron Arnold clapping and cheering him on. D. Arnold there at the church supporting you, Pastor Brian, and Kaz, and your children. Spiritual development. What is your passion for it, and what are you doing? What are some things, even beyond writing, that you're a part of?
Yeah. Spiritual development, when you talk about spiritual development, it's kind of like nailing jello to the wall. How do you really quantify that? And a few years back, we did a teamed up with a buddy of mine who's a PhD in spiritual development. It is a thing. And in all the research, we're looking at different ways.
And what's his name?
Michael Murata Shahi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't ask me how to spell it. I forget. But he was doing his doctorate work in it. And long story short, one of the areas of spiritual development is how we deal with struggles. We all know life hits us. Life throws curveballs at us. And part of spiritual development is realizing that God is there in the midst of those struggles. And we have a choice. We could run from it, or we could embrace God during that difficult time, whatever that difficult time may be. And what we've seen through research that we have done at the university a couple years back, and what all the current research is saying through Christian psychologists, is that one of the ways to grow spiritually is to surround yourself with a godly community to help support you during those times of struggle. Not necessarily to tell you, here are the four things you need to do, or what did you do wrong, like, you know, Job's friends, but rather to support you, to say, no matter what happens, I'm here with you. And then the goal is as you work through that struggle, maybe a month, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years, you're able to look back and go, now I can see God's hand. It was at work the entire time. And so that was one of the areas that we really worked with. And on our website, KamakiChristian.org, there's a series of videos that we did. And actually what we did was we did a pre-test and post-test with these students. And for all the psychology people out there, we got the IRB and the Institutional Review Board, the, you know, accreditation associations of the university. So it's all, you know, legit psychology stuff. And we got a number of students, and we teamed them up with mentors. And 1 week they'd watch these videos, and then the following week they would meet with the mentor, and then they would take notes and things like that. And we compiled all of that. And this was part of him finishing his doctoral program. And these videos on the website talk about struggles and what do we do with these struggles, and how can we grow through them. And so if anyone's interested, just go to KamakiChristian.org on resources and watch the videos.
Mm-hmm. When you create with Dr. Murata Shahi, when you work through and create, what's your hope?
My hope with everything I do in terms of this realm here is that people will know there is hope. Because I think once we lose hope, what is there to live for? And so sometimes, you know, life hits so hard that there's no hope, there's despair. And then we get into all these crutches that we get into. And then if it gets worse, then we go down this dark depression and spiral down and down and down. And then it just gets worse and worse from there. But if we could present a message that there is hope, that things will not always be this way, that here's some things we could do for you, with you, come alongside you, I think that will provide a much more fruitful return and encouragement for these students and for anyone watching it. Hope, that's what I want.
speaking of hope, and you, if there's no hope, you know, where do you go? What do you do? How do you continue going? This may be a little bit more tender. I mean, everything that you're saying is so close to you, but within in your discretion, Brian, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times when you yourself felt that you needed hope?
In 2010, for the first time in my life, I started struggling with depression and anxiety, clinical depression, clinical anxiety. I got to the point where I was afraid to drive to work, literally afraid to drive to work. Got to the point where I was afraid to go in an elevator because I thought I was going to be stuck in there. I got to the point where I was afraid to go to sleep because I thought I would never wake up. And if it wasn't for my wife, I don't know. Yeah, she was there. And she really helped me through this difficult time, because during that time, there's about four or five big events that just happened one after another, after another, after another. And all of a sudden, I'm struggling with this stuff. I've never struggled with this stuff in my life. And so started seeing counselors and psychiatrists and started getting the healing from there and seeking godly people, wisdom from there. And it was a dark time where I understand depression and anxiety and mental illness on a completely different level now than I ever have before. And the Lord brought me through that. It's not like I still struggle with it till to this day. And I have those moments but not anything like it was in 2011. And because of that, I could look back on that and say, wow, the Lord was in that. The Lord was using my wife in a mighty way during that time. The Lord was using people like Dr. Joe Grana during that time more than he knows. The Lord was using these counselors I was seeing, counselor, you know, doing EMDR, eye movement, desensitization, reprocessing, and helping me, my mind reprocess things in a different way. And because of that, I think I'm able to speak to people in a different way and have way more empathy than in the past, because I think now that I've been there and I'm still there, and it's not like all of a sudden everything's perfect. I still have those moments, but because I've been there, I'm able to, the Lord, I think, uses me in a different way. And so that was one of those dark areas of my life. I didn't think I was going to get through that. I didn't think there was light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. I thought this was it. I thought I was going to, like, the world was going to collapse. I literally thought the sky was going to come down. I ended up in urgent care probably four or five times, thinking I was dying of a heart attack, and it was just a panic attack. And that's how severe it got. But so when I talk about, I want people to get hope out of this, is that whatever topic it is, whether it's spiritual development, whether it's mental health, whether it's sexual abuse, whatever it is, I want people to realize there is hope. And sometimes in the midst of the storm, they can't see that hope, but there's anything I can do by the power of the Holy Spirit to encourage and come alongside somebody. I want to do all I could do, because I firmly believe that God, who created the universe, still lives today and lives in us, and he wants us to go and further his kingdom and his love and continue to bring hope to everyone.
Pastor Brian Sands. Pastor Brian. Pastor Brian. Someone today, right now, is in that dark place. Someone today is scratching and clawing as best they can for some kind of hope. You know what God has done in your life. You know what God can do in their life. For this dear one, Pastor Brian, could you lead in a prayer? Could you pray for them, intercede for them at this time, please?
Heavenly Father, you are so good. I pray for this person. I pray for these people. I pray, whether it's one or two or 200 or 2,000, Father, I pray for them, and I pray your Holy Spirit to bring them a revelation that it won't always be this way. I pray that you surround them with godly people. I pray that you come to them, God, and they're able to see the love and the hope that you have. Father, if they don't have a church, I pray that they come to Common Key Christian Church, and I pray, and I will, and Lord, I pray you use me to get them connected with somebody. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would give them hope to let them just to hang on, Father. And sometimes that's all they're doing, and they feel like they're going to hang on forever. But God, encourage them to keep hanging on. But also, Lord, I pray that you encourage them with the hope that it's not always going to be like this hanging on, that there will be freedom. And Father, give them the hope now as I pray this, that there is freedom. Freedom is coming. The chains will be loosed. And God, they will be able to sense you in a new way, and that they'll be able to live this fruitful and fulfilled life, and that they will be a blessing to more people than they could possibly imagine. Father, may your Holy Spirit come down upon them. And God, may you work in their lives, and may they see you, may they respond. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Lonnie.
Amen.
Pastor Brian, the Lord is the Lord who answers prayer, isn't he?
Amen.
He hears the cries of our heart. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Pastor Brian sends in his prayer of intercession for you, dear one. God loves you and knows you. You are not being left alone, isolated in this dark place. Light is shining and is shining and has shone today through the testimony of Pastor Brian Sands. Remember, Common Key Christian Church, commonkeychristian.org. Thank you, Pastor Brian, for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you. Captivating words from Brian Sands. Again, commonkeychristian.org. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, we believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video set up for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, to make a financial support, make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Brian Sands, commonkeychristian.org. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer, Arlen Nagata, and guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.